Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, Coach Belichick said it himself earlier on Monday. This is another big week for the Patriots as they get ready to welcome the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for another week of joint practice sessions.
Yeah, clearly, they got a lot out of last week with Philadelphia. This has become a trend, one or two joint practice weeks every preseason. The interesting thing about this week, as we'll get to over the next few days, is that these two teams play each other week three of the regular season. So, as Belichick alluded to on Monday, they might not do everything they otherwise would because they see each other so soon.
We've got a plan for that, right? Well, let's jump in right to our extra points. Brian, why don't you kick it off for us?
Well, I've been keeping an eye on the safety position, specifically sort of the back end. I feel like Devin McCourty, once he's fully cleared to practice, will be one of the starting safeties. Adrian Wilson is probably another starting safety. Steve Gregory, maybe he fits in. But you got three younger guys that are recent draft picks. Tavon Wilson and Nate Ebner from last year, and Daron Harmon from this year. I don't see all three being able to make this team, short of something big happening with one of the top safeties. And I think Tavon Wilson at this point might be on the outside looking in. I don't think he's had a strong training camp. I've seen him a lot with the scout team, the twos. Daron Harmon being the new guy, the flavor of the month, so to speak, I think is a lock. And with Ebner, who's a special teams, becoming maybe a bit of a core special teams guy, I think it might come down to Ebner or Wilson. And right now, I'm just not sure that Tavon Wilson has that spot secured. Now, a lot can still happen before they have to make that decision, but really trying to keep an eye on what's going on that back end of the safety position.
Well, I'm going to take defense as well, but I'm looking more at the linebacker, specifically Jamie Collins. For me, this is the week that he really needs to show something at training camp. He hasn't had a stellar training camp, didn't really have a stellar night on Friday versus the Eagles. I'm not at all concerned about what he can do. He just seems like he needs to break out of his shell a little bit more, and I think that being in the linebacker room with Jerod Mayo, Dante Hightower can really help him, but I would like to see more out of him, and I think that training camp's coming to an end. This is the time that we need to see it, and I would like to see him really break out of his shell, show some of that aggression, that that physical play, that versatility that so many people talk about. It's time for us to see it. I'm ready to see some of that out of him.
I think that athleticism, the quickness off the edge, I think he flashed a little bit of that, including on Friday night, but I think there could be a breakout moment for him we haven't seen yet, and maybe that will come against
him. Not concerned at all about whether he's going to play. He's not going to be cut. No, but I really want to see him break out. But that will wrap it up for Monday. We'll have plenty of coverage throughout the week and, of course, right here on Patriots.com. But that'll do it for Brian and myself. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.